A chemist in New Jersey has discovered something odd in ordinary leaf litter and soil, a class of compounds called organochlorines. These are the chemicals found in PVC pipe and many pesticides, and some are considered dangerous pollutants. The surprising thing is that it appears that bacteria and fungi, not humans, are making these chemicals. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that the finding could complicate efforts to fight pollution.
As is often the case in science, the discovery was an accident. Princeton geochemist Satish Maineni was scanning soil and leaf samples for sulfur compounds, but the instruments in his lab kept showing organochlorine compounds. There's plenty of chlorine in nature, in salt, for example, but not in this form. Organochlorines are fairly complicated molecules with a rather notorious reputation.
Some of them are pretty nasty and some of them are good. For instance, if you think about dioxins, PCBs, chlorofluorocarbons, we know they are pretty bad. But if you think about, say, polyvinyl chloride plastics, they have chlorine in them too, which is as organochlorine, which is very benign and not harmful.
But organochlorines like these aren't supposed to be in rotting leaves and soil, not unless they've been polluted with farm pesticides or some industrial waste. Maineni found them far away from such places.
For instance, we looked at pine barrens in New Jersey, redwood forests in California, and even in my backyard we find them.
Granted, Maineni does live in New Jersey, but he also found these organochlorines in the Antarctic. Writing in the latest issue of the journal Science, Maineni concludes that bacteria and fungi are making these compounds, not humans. Scientists in Europe have seen signs of this phenomenon, but the chemicals have been hard to detect. Maineni, however, found them in surprisingly high concentrations. That's remarkable, says Don McElady, a geochemist at the Colorado School of Mines who specializes in the environment. But he's not sure these organochlorines are all nature-made. And herein lies the prickly part of this research. When toxins are discovered in soil or water, they often are evidence of pollution. People get sued. If that toxin is an organochlorine, it may not be clear now who's to blame, nature or humans. McElady says there's not enough evidence here to blame nature.
On the other hand, if people are going to use this to say that if when you examine a sample and find organic chlorine compounds in it, that's evidence of human activity and human pollution, I think that that case is always going to be weakened by the fact that some of this could be natural, and probably is.
Some of these compounds can be long-lived and hard to get rid of. Some cause cancer and other illnesses, and environmental groups have campaigned to ban certain chlorinated compounds altogether. Many in industry oppose that. William Casey is a geochemist at the University of California at Davis. He says such a sweeping ban now seems impractical, at least until science understands how chlorine moves through the environment and into our bodies.
Our modern lives probably would not be possible without some of these compounds being used. So they come in both good and bad forms. And apparently, which is what's so startling about Satish's work, along with the other workers in this field, is that it also occurs naturally. And so now we have to look at what are the real molecular pathways by which these compounds intoxicate us.
Maineni says he'll keep collecting rotting leaves. He and other chemists hope to devise a test that will distinguish which of these chemicals come from human activity and which come from nature.